Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. It's your show. And you need to participate.
Well,
so give us a call.
Need to. You can if you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. I'm a little under the weather, so bear with us as we continue to bring you live content. It's my belief that as long as I can speak, I should do a radio show. So here we are. We were talking about Walmart last hour. We had Dale, or actually we had David on the phone from Keene, New Hampshire, same place we live. They're friends of mine, and we disagree on something. And, you know, they're friends. You don't have to agree with them on everything. And one of the things we disagree on is Walmart and big box stores in general. Not just Walmart, but just big box stores in general. I like them. And I like the fact that I can get products at an affordable price. It helps me, my dollars go further. I can buy more stuff for less. That's a good thing for everyone. And, you know, if you don't want to shop there, then don't shop there. That's fine. And we just got off the phone with David in New Hampshire. And he was pointing out that, well, the people of Keene don't want this Walmart store. It's people that are outside of Keene that are coming here and buying things out. And as you pointed out, Mark, well, what's wrong with that? I mean, if that's really true, and I don't believe it for a moment, I think there are plenty of people in Keene that shop at the Walmart. But
I know there's. I know that at the very least, the one employee I know that works there, it lives in Keene.
Right. And so they're giving jobs to people in Keene or in the Keene area, and that's a good thing, right? And it's clear that some people want to shop there because the parking lot is packed. And we go to the phones to Toby, who is also a member of Free Minds TV, which you can see at freekeene.com. Toby calling on the amplifier line in Keene as well. Hello, Toby.
Hi, how's it going? I just wanted to call and counter David's point of no one wants to shop at Walmart that lives in Keene, because I've lived in Keene my whole life, and I enjoy shopping at Walmart because my money goes further, and I'm working my way through college, and if it wasn't for Walmart, I really wouldn't be able to eat as much as I can, like right now.
Your eating doesn't count. Walmart's evil. what about my shopping? Both my wife and I, go to Walmart. It's one of the few things to do in Keene, quite honestly. I go there. Do I not count because I'm an interloper? I only moved in 6 months ago.
5 months,
yeah, whatever
months,
it is.
Yeah, I do love the downtown part of Keene and all those stores, but sometimes when I'm doing big shopping experience, Walmart is the place to go.
Right. Where am I supposed to go? I mean, Toby, as someone who's lived here for your whole life, where am I supposed to go to buy a big 24-pack of toilet paper?
Walmart.
Yeah, right. But what mom and pop stores got that on the shelf?
I guess you could buy like the 99-cent rolls that are priced at $4 at the mom and pop store, but it's not the highest quality toilet paper, and it's very expensive, and you can't buy anything in quantity.
You know, the fact is, Walmart and Target and other big box stores do their jobs really well. They bring low-priced products to the shelves, and they bring a variety of them. I mean, there's such an overwhelming choice in so many cases. Have you ever been to the toothbrush aisle? I mean, it's crazy.
Shampoo. It's a dizzying array of shampoo there.
I love it.
You know, they're great for low prices and great for getting that done. I mean, if you want customer service, you should definitely go to one of the smaller mom-and-pop stores because you're not going to get it at Walmart.
Totally.
But if you know what you're looking for and you know what you want, you can get it. And if you don't want to shop there, don't shop there.
And you were actually, I think it was off the air, Mark, that you were talking about this. It was last night about how there's something that local mom and pop stores can do that Walmart could never do. Walmart is never going to hire, for instance, let's go and look at bicycles, the bike section. They've got a bike section with a bunch of bikes up on a rack, but the only thing that they can do is get the bike off the rack for you. There's not much else that can be done there. Whereas if you want expertise, if you want customer service,
right? When it comes to bikes, expertise, and you go to the bicycle store, you can find not just one but several people there that can tell you why this $1,500 bicycle that they have is the very best bicycle that you can spend your money on.
And I bet you they're going to warranty that bike pretty well.
But at Walmart, all you can get is $50 to $150 bikes that, for whatever reason, they're going to tell you are crap and you shouldn't spend your money on them. So, I mean, if you want expertise and you want customer service and you want a specialty type of bicycle, I don't know what kind of specialty it is that a $1,500 bike does, but They've got them.
Right. And so there are things that Walmart will never be able to do. They will never be able to take all of those different factors and incorporate them into their store. All they can do is offer products at a discounted rate to people that don't need a lot of service.
Right. They can't offer, when it comes to customer service, they can't get somebody who specializes in certain activities and knows how to really sell an item, because it costs more for those individuals.
Their knowledge and expertise.
You know, if you want somebody who's able to manage that kind of department and to really put production into selling bicycles, you're going to have to pay them a lot more, and Walmart's not willing to do that. So they're never going to be able to compete in that area of service.
And because of that, there's a market opportunity for mom-and-pop stores to open up. So there's still plenty of opportunities out there, Toby.
I think that's the reason why we don't need to worry about the mom-and-pop stores so much, because they're still going to get the business. When I want to go buy something that I want expertise in or I want the customer service, I do and go buy that. And that's why I don't think that they're even in much danger. If they know how to compete, and that's what America's all about, is competing in the free market. And that's one thing I just don't know why David and others like him don't understand, is that it's not hurting them. It's actually helping them, because it's driving them customers who want that customer service that can't get it at Walmart.
And then as I pointed out to David, I said, well, okay, even if it's true that the majority of their customers are people from the outside of the area that are coming to shop at Walmart, doesn't that mean that inevitably more business will be brought to the surrounding areas, to the surrounding businesses, the other the restaurants that are in the area as well? If somebody's coming into the city, there's a chance they might go and spend money somewhere else, too. And then he just pawned it off by saying that, oh, well, they're just going to go and buy food at one of those other chain stores. Because apparently there's something wrong with success. In the minds of people like David, there's a problem with success. Once you become too successful, you must be stopped. Once your business, you've got a brilliant business, like, for instance, Panera Bread is in town. And I know that those guys won't eat at Panera Bread because it's a chain store. Well, somebody started this store in St. Louis. I think that's where it started. And it was so popular that they decided, hey, let's give somebody else the opportunity to open one of these stores somewhere else so they can make some money, provide some jobs, and provide some food to hungry people. What's wrong with that?
There are a proliferation of little coffee shops in Keene, New Hampshire, and I have the option of going to all kinds of little coffee shops and trying different types of coffee. And I must say the coffee's better in some of these little coffee shops than it is at Panera Bread, but they don't offer the bagel that I like to eat in the morning. I like my Asiago cheese bagel with the tomato basil spread.
And yeah, you got me there, Mark. That's exactly what I get.
Oh, well, you know, it's very metro, Toby.
Here's another factor.
Oh, God.
Hey, Toby, here's another factor, too. If it weren't for Walmart and Home Depot, I don't know if I would have chosen Keene to live in.
Oh, I wouldn't have. You can you imagine the stink that I would have raised if there wasn't a Walmart and a Home Depot?
Those were the two big box stores that I wanted to be sure that I had access to when I was choosing an area in New Hampshire to live in.
And you know,
I'm being honest with you.
But the people that don't want Walmart here and don't want Home Depot here, they don't want you here because you change things. Every time somebody comes in, these people are anti-progress.
Yep.
They want everything. You know, they want us to ride horses, apparently, because the cars come from elsewhere, and they're brought in by big companies.
Yeah, mom and pops aren't making cars.
No, they're not. You know, it's entirely anti-progress. I'm sorry, big companies. It takes big companies to do big things.
Yep. Toby, any final thoughts for us?
True. Yeah, just the fact that what Mark was just pointing out, and you were pointing out that the people who don't want these stores to come in also don't want more people to come into the Keene area. I know all the people that I know that are anti-Walmart are also anti-growth of Keene, period. Want Keene to stay exactly the way it is.
It's such a silly mindset.
Get off my lawn, kid!
Yeah, it's just a retarded mindset. You know what? You can fight progress as much as you can keep fighting and fighting, but you can't really hold it back for too long. It's inevitably going to happen. And
hey,
thank
have a great
you.
Night.
Thanks, Toby. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So it's because of the big box shopping that I chose Keene to move to. I said to myself, you know, Keene's a little on the small side, but it's got enough of the big box shopping. It's got enough of the amenities of life that I need to have access to. That's why I chose to come here. So it's helping bring new people to the area. That's a good thing for growth and the economy. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you take control. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show. We're going to ask you to vote for the show, but right now, Podcast Alley's been down all day long. That's why
really?
You haven't gotten any emails yet asking you to go vote this month. So hold off. You can't vote yet. We'll let you know when that happens, and we'll clue you in. Again, all the stuff is free, so enjoy it at freetalklive.com.
Who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Many people would say that's Ron Paul. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February the 23rd through the 25th, 2007. Meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And the tickets for the special events in this really are going fast.
I was told that the hotel special room rates are sold out. Mm. Now, the hotel itself isn't sold out, but they had, they negotiated a package. I don't know much about organizing conventions, but when you set up a convention with a hotel, there's usually a discounted room rate. So if you call up and say, hey, I'm going to be at the Liberty Forum, they'll give you a better price on your room. Well, the negotiated package has been sold out at this point. So that you're going to have to pay a little bit of a higher price to get a room at the hotel, but nonetheless, still going to be
worth it. We're not kidding you. Really, it's going to sell out.
It's still going to be better than sitting in another hotel and having to walk a mile down to or take a cab down to the actual location.
Cold.
Yeah. So, Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org for more information there. We go to the phones, to the amplifier line. It's Jason in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Ian, I have to thank you for editing out all the commercials on the podcasters of the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just had to sit through a couple versions of the commercials, and now I'm burned out. So,
okay.
Anyway, hey, first of all, guys, I got to say I hate shopping at Walmart, but I still shop there pretty frequently.
Now, why is that?
They've got the best prices and best variety of any store in my area. I don't know about your area or any other area in the United States, but I got to say that anywhere there's a Walmart, it's going to be hard for anybody to beat the prices and the variety. So
what kind of self-loathing drives you to hate going and shopping there?
I just don't like the customer service. The level of I shouldn't say that.
If you have a question, you sure can't get it answered at Walmart.
You can't, and there's usually not the brightest people, and I shouldn't say that because it's kind of mean, but in our area, there's the people that shop at Walmart are probably not the highest class people either. So I sometimes feel like I'm walking through the...
why don't you go to Target? Manager. I mean, the prices are comparable.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They're within a few cents, usually.
Well, they don't carry the same things all the time. And at least in our area, they don't. And the Target's a lot further away.
I see.
You know, I was buying some stuff to burn things in my little wood stove, and I noticed, I saw the prices on a certain item that I was looking at, and that was the only item I cared about, at Walmart and then at Target, and it was three times the difference.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The whole reason I called, actually, was Mark was talking last week, and I haven't had a chance to call in since, but he was talking last week about this contract that he's writing with his wife.
Yes, the contract to,
the baby contract.
Clearly lay out what the responsibilities will be if and when we have a child. guys with kids chuckle when I talk about this.
Yeah.
I've got three kids, been married for 9 years. Mm-hmm. My oldest child is six and a half, about a little over six, almost six and a half. My youngest one is 18 months old, and I got to be in your court, Mark. I have not, to this day, as far as I can recall, I'm sure there's been a couple instances, but none that I can vividly recall that I have ever gotten up at night to do anything for those kids.
No way.
There you go, buddy.
For you.
I know.
How did you
pull that one off, Jason?
Here's what you have to do. Make sure your wife breastfeeds. Because I don't have the apparatus or the equipment to get up in the middle of the night and feed a baby. And by the time they're done breastfeeding, because she breastfed until they were at least 9, 10 months old, and by that time they were sleeping through the night. So when they wake up, she was the only one who could really satisfy their need.
She had to get up.
She had to be up anyway. And I had to be up the next day to work and provide an income because I'm the only working person in the house. So
what about changing diapers? Did you ever have to change a diaper?
It's during the daytime.
There you go.
Usually,
I never had a problem with diaper changing. All I said was I don't have to get up in the middle of the night to change a diaper.
I see.
The ones that smelled bad, I rarely had to take care of those.
You've got a hell of a lady, Jason. Congratulations.
She's the most wonderful woman in the world, and my best friend has the opposite extreme of a wife, and he always tells me how envious he is. Hey, one more thing real quick while I got you on, Ian. I was listening to, I think, Monday night's podcast, and sometimes you say things that make me want to have to call you out, and I hate to do it because I like you so much.
It's fine.
But I think sometimes you say things without thinking them through completely.
Possibly.
Well, really? On the radio where we do a three-hour live show, you think we might say something we don't think out?
Well, but he said it several times in several different contexts.
Okay.
I think this time it struck me in a different way. You've mentioned that laws are, and you were talking specifically about the income tax laws, and you've said many times about laws that they are simply words on paper,
yes,
signed into existence by these arbitrary people that may have been voted in and whatever, and that they really don't hold any weight and that they shouldn't matter because they're just words on paper.
That's right. I stand by those words.
I think that the important thing to think about when you say a statement like that is that the Constitution is just words on paper signed into existence by a group of men also.
That's right. That's why it's non-binding.
But I think it's important that those words on that paper are important. But I think what needs to happen, and this is just my opinion, I think what needs to happen is that the laws that are written also have to be adhered to, but they also have to be laws that fall under the Constitution.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Constitutional to begin with.
Well, that's the whole concept behind government, but they don't do it. I mean, either as Lysander Spooner put it, the Constitution, as far as the big, extensively large government that we have today, the Constitution either authorized this government or was powerless to prevent it.
I agree that they're not adhered to, that the laws don't adhere to the Constitution, but to say that you throw the whole thing out and don't agree with the laws, then you're also saying, well, throw the Constitution out and don't agree to that. And I think that's a dangerous step, to say not to agree to the Constitution, because that's what I think as citizens of this country should be protecting us. And what we need to do is fight to protect the laws that do adhere to the Constitution. And
you know, Jason, at one time I felt the way that you did. And then I found that essentially the government doesn't care about what the Constitution says. So asking them to get back to the Constitution seems to me to be a fruitless task. And
I don't know if it's asking them to. It's, I think, something that we're going to have to at some point demand, and that we're going to have to maybe someday fight for, or whatever may happen. But somehow it has to happen that we get back to a constitutional.
I think that'd be a nice starting point. But the Constitution itself, and thank you for the call, Jason. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think it's a nice goal to get back to the Constitution, but I'd like to go further than that. I'd like to have a little bit more freedom than the Constitution allows. More in the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. And go to freetalklive.com. Check out the wiki. It's like a user-editable version of our website. And it's got all kinds of neat things on there, like host pages that are... All of this is stuff edited by the listeners. So check it out at wiki.freetalklive.com. And it's totally free.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Well, try SACL CAI. They do collection in a whole new way. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. You know, I just wanted to throw out a few more comments on this Constitution issue that Jason had just called in about. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like you had a chance to chime in. I know that you are a fan of the Constitution. I, at one time, was a fan of the Constitution as well. And then I came to the realization, as Lysander Spooner put it, that it's either authorized all of the big government crap that we're dealing with today, or it's been powerless to prevent it. So I think getting back to the Constitution is a laudable goal. I think it's an important thing to do.
Well,
but on the other hand, there are so many loopholes in the Constitution.
You can't say the Constitution failed to do anything. It's a piece of paper. It's not going to jump up and stop politicians or lazy citizens who have allowed this to happen from doing anything. The Constitution can't direct traffic. It can't fly through the air. It can't do anything. It's a piece of paper. It's only the rules written down, and we as the citizens and they as the politicians have all allowed this to happen. We have failed, not the Constitution.
That much is true. And so that's why I don't trust the citizens or the politicians to do it all over again the right way. You know, if we could get back to the Constitution, that would be a major paradigm shift for most of the American people, which have sort of tacitly accepted the Communist Manifesto, essentially, here in this country, to have them shift their paradigm away from this paradigm to a more freedom-oriented paradigm. It would be an awesome change, and I would completely support that, but if we can get them to go that far, then let's go even further, and then let's start talking about how we can just get rid of government entirely, because I have no love for government, period, and I like the Constitution. It was a really good try. It was a good attempt to create a good government, but as time has shown, it didn't work. So let's just move on beyond it and just abolish government entirely, and let's have private law. Let's have private property owned by individuals and have them set the rules for their own property that they want on their property. For instance, a perfect example is the Ave Maria, the town, the private town that's being built down in Florida by the guy from Domino's Pizza. He's an avid Catholic, and he wants to essentially create certain rules that are going to apply town-wide. And if you don't want to live in that town, then don't live there. I think the same thing could apply on a nationwide basis, where individual property owners can set the rules for their property. If you don't like it, don't set foot on their property. I just am not excited anymore about getting back to the Constitution. I think it'd be a good starting point, but from there, we need to figure out how to reduce the size of government below constitutional levels. It's just how I feel about it.
Well, I'd say let's get to the constitutional level, and then we can argue about the semantics from there.
Exactly. Let's go to Jay in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Great, great. Hey, I'm totally on board with you as far as the libertarian values go. One problem when you don't have government is that you have what are called satrapies. What I mean by that is you have a local straw boss with most of the goals, most of the assets, and he turns everybody into serfs. And so I believe that the Constitution is important.
Can you explain? Don't just gloss over that. You have a straw boss that does what?
Well, okay, for example, if we look at the political landscape of Mexico, they had a very, a non-centralized government. Instead, they had local satrapies run by hacendados. And these were the rich rancheros who had control of all the assets. And actually, everyone else below them was you know, like a serf. And the problem is that today, you know, corporations, they are larger than many governments. Walmart, for example, is only four governments are richer than Walmart. And many of these type of corporations have bought off our politicians. Republicans and Democrats.
They have done that. That's absolutely true. Now, I don't quite understand why it is that these satrapies, I guess that's the term you're using, wouldn't exist today, even with a constitutional-sized government. How does the Constitution protect me from this occurring now, from Walmart turning me into a serf?
Well, that's a good question. If you have a satrapy, for example, let's say there's no government, which I don't like government at all, if you have no government and nobody to protect the people, you have a satrapy. You have the local rancher who has access to all of the assets.
Right, but how does the Constitution protect me from that? The Constitution doesn't move any assets from the hands of the rancher into my hands.
Exactly. That's the trick. You know, in the old days when the forefathers took over, that's where they felt the federal government should kick in. But the problem was, guys, that in about the 1820s, the robber barons, you know, surfaced. And from that point on, you know, we went downhill.
But the robber barons were able to use the government for their benefit, and that's how they could really become robber barons.
Exactly.
So you're arguing against government, but in the same breath arguing for government. I don't understand.
Well, that's the paradox. I mean, you know, governments can be bought off by corporations, but without a government to protect the people, how do they face off with the corporations? I mean, you know, that's a paradox.
Yeah, well, it's a paradox we can get rid of by getting rid of government, because it's absurd to suggest that the agency that's supposed to be tasked with protecting you, it's absurd to suggest that that they aren't for some reason going to get in, that these power mongers, these satrapies or whatever, aren't going to get in control of the very same agency that's supposed to protect you, when in fact then they're going to get in control of it, and they'll use the power of the government to protect their businesses and run roughshod over the rights of the individual, which is what has happened. The history of government has been torture, has been murder, has been killing, has been coercion, and I don't see how any of that's going to change just because we get back to the Constitution.
You're exactly right. That's the paradox. Is how do we control the corporations which operate like governments?
We don't know. Well, the only reason corporations exist is because of government. Government created corporations. Government created the legal fictions that are corporations. If it weren't for the government, then all these corporations would just be businesses run by individuals. And how do you control them? You just decide to or not to do business with them. Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You and I control the businesses in that if we don't like the way that a particular company is doing business, we can go to their competition. Except when government steps in and says, oh, well, we need rules and regulations to prevent new competitors from coming into the industry. This is what happens all the time. The existing businesses lobby the government for more rules and regulations, which make it more difficult for a new guy to step in and start offering products and services in that particular industry. And so, as we talked about, I think it was last night, the government monopolies, or recently we were talking about how monopolies can only exist with government approval. So without government around, then it will be self-regulated by the consumers. Let's go to Dale in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about Walmart some more.
Okay.
Bring it on.
All right. I don't know. I heard that you guys have had other call-ins and such about the subject. But, you know, I'd just like to touch on some other points of, you know, the citizens of Keene petitioned. They said, we don't want Walmart here.
How many citizens of Keene?
The people.
How many citizens?
The people of Keene said, we don't want Walmart here.
How many people?
Now, Dale, you're running to the argument of democracy, and for a libertarian, that's a strange place to run.
Well, no, I'm saying, you know, I just don't know how else to get the point across that, you know, when Walmart comes in and gets government subsidies, you were just talking about government regulations, about, you know, keeping competitors out. Mm-hmm. Well, another way to do that is to give such a large corporation these government funds and to let them have tax breaks on their land and you know, not hold
them liable
for
any of that stuff. We're not for subsidies. We're not for any sort of preferences or anything like that. And I'll put you on hold and we'll come back to you, Dale. 800-259-9231. Because he made the claim that the citizens of Keene don't want Walmart. And this applies in other areas of the country where there are these activist groups that come out and they lobby against big box stores like Walmart. I'd like to know how many of them signed the petition.
Hey, and if the citizens of Keene don't want smoking in their restaurants, is that okay?
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bayonets ready. Take aim and fire. No, you're not in a World War I time warp. You're changing your glove compartment bulb. When I come back, I'll tell you how to hit the bullseye.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet?
Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Don't get up in arms about burned-out glove compartment bulbs. You can relight the way in these easy steps. With protected hand, grab your bayonet. Bayonet bulb, that is. This little light is so called because of the protrusion at its base that receives electrical current. Now push in slightly and turn counterclockwise to remove. To install new bulb, line up bayonet with socket slot, ease in, and turn clockwise. Now relax. You've won the battle of the bulb without a single casualty. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can buy some stuff. We've been talking about retail quite a bit in the past hour or two. And that's why I want to invite you to join or to buy stuff at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Because whenever you buy there, then we get a percentage. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the sale. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. They have got probably far more products than Walmart, Kmart, or Target combined. They are the world's largest internet retailer. 35 categories of products. Free Super Saver shipping on many of your purchases. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go back to Dale in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
All right.
All right, so Dale, you're talking out against Walmart, out against big box stores in general, I think, because you apparently...
that collects government subsidy.
You apparently are anti-growth, you're anti-progress. Would that be an appropriate label for you?
No, that would not be appropriate at all.
So wait, does Target take government subsidies?
I'm not sure. I personally don't shop at the big box stores because I.
So you are anti
big
box
practices. No, I just don't believe in their practices, and I choose to vote with my dollar.
Well, wait, okay, I respect that. But what practices? And let's shift away from Walmart. What practices about Target do you not appreciate?
To be honest, I haven't researched Target.
What about big box stores in general? If you're against big box stores, what practices of big box stores are you against?
I just personally feel, growing up in a small town community, that when these big box stores come, they detract from the quality of life that was once here. And you can, cut it any way, but I've lived in Keene my whole life, and I've seen the quality of life go down since these stores have come in.
So now this is an interesting place to be coming from because it's sort of this. I don't even know how to describe it. It's this. Anti-progress kind of thought process. Now,
it's anti-government progress. Because,
On. I would say that that's somewhat illegitimate because do you drive a car? Because major car manufacturers often get benefits from local communities for opening up their factories in given areas, so they get subsidies too.
Right.
Oil, do you put gasoline in that car? Because oil companies get subsidies for looking for new oil reserves and those kind of things. I mean, it's not like you don't do business with companies that get subsidies. You just don't do business with big box stores that do subsidies.
Exactly. Well, I can choose where to shop with my dollar. Unfortunately, I can't really, choose a different car manufacturer that doesn't get government subsidies. I can't.
You're proposing that people not go to Walmart and therefore pay more. I propose that you you pay more by say making a car that runs on some kind of alternate fuel. They're out there. They just cost a lot.
Well, going to Walmart and shopping at Walmart is the same as collecting welfare. The prices are artificially low.
So is buying gasoline, my friend.
And there's nothing I can do about that. There's something you can do about shopping at Walmart.
You choose not to do what it takes in order to benefit.
You could walk.
Yeah, you could walk. You could ride a bicycle.
I drive as well as possible.
I believe that's a good thing to do, and I do it too, except when it's really cold. But you can get an electric vehicle. You can charge it up at the house. You don't have to use gasoline.
Unfortunately, being a broke college student, I'm not afforded the luxury of being able to...
You'd have more money if you shopped at Walmart.
No, I wouldn't. I don't believe that. Maybe I might save 50 cents here, you know, 60 cents there,
now,
but...
Let's get to the anti-progress thing that I wanted to get to. Now, I want Walmart in Keene.
Me too. That's
does that matter
here.
To you?
It bothers me, but you're entitled to your opinion, I guess.
Well, so, I mean, then Walmart wants to build on their own property, and from a libertarian standpoint, it seems to me that they should be allowed to, and I want to do business with them. So, it seems like the people of Keene rising up and, all 1 or 2% of them that gave a damn, that said, we don't want Walmart here. We demand to live in the Stone Age or whatever. Those people are separating me from doing business with somebody I want to do business with voluntarily. And I think that that's force. Like, what if the people of Keene wanted to take my car and give it to the homeless people?
They have forcefully prevented Walmart from building a supercenter. That land that Walmart's on isn't owned by Walmart, as I understand it. It's owned by somebody who's renting that space to Walmart, because they're in an entire shopping center. If Walmart had their way, I think they'd like to buy a big plot of land, plop a supercenter on it, and open up that in that fashion. But they've been prevented from doing that by the Keene Zoning Board. So in that way, they're not receiving a subsidy. They're taking a hit by this particular...
Two wrongs don't make a right, Dale.
No, I'm saying get government out of it as much as possible.
I agree.
But by shopping at Walmart, in a way, you're consenting that it's okay to give businesses subsidies.
Okay, and where am I supposed to get a 24-pack? Where am I supposed to... I have to live in the real world, Dale, so where am I supposed to get a good 24-pack of toilet paper?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I get my toilet paper at Hannaford's grocery store.
Well, Hannaford's is a nationwide chain. They're tremendously large. I mean, you'd be doing better to shop at Price Chopper.
It's the lesser evil, my friend.
Wait, Hannaford's is a lesser evil? Why don't you shop at Price Chopper? They're a lesser evil than Hannaford's. I mean, is it the bigger you are, the more evil you are? Is that what it is?
I think it's, the more money that you're taking from the people. Walmart, I don't believe in their business practices. I just think as a company, they're bad. And by having that opinion and by not believing in government subsidies, it gives me all the reason in the world to not like them.
But you just happen to have stumbled across the information about Walmart because Walmart is the biggest company in the United States, if not the world. So it's got a lot of detractors, obviously. You're the man on top. You're the king of the hill. You're going to have a lot of people attacking you. So I just don't think that there have been as many people doing research into Hannaford's, as many people doing research into Target or the other competitors out there. I bet if you did a little bit of digging, Dale, you'd be able to find out that Hannaford's got a subsidy to come into that shopping center where they're at, or that there was all kinds of other malfeasance going on behind the scenes. It's just that, as a consumer, you and I don't really have time to do those things. We just have to go and buy the products at the best place that we can find to purchase them.
So well, I'm one that likes to do a little bit of research and, likes to go in and see if a business it deserves my dollar. The reason why I don't shop at Price Chopper is when they first opened up, I gave them a fair shot. I went to the competition to see if they were giving Hannaford's run for their money. And I didn't like seeing expired meats being sold and being overcharged for stuff and having to go back to the store and having to deal with their crappy customer service, where I've never had a problem at Hannaford's. And same thing at Walmart.
But Hannaford's is a nationwide chain. Hannaford's, I mean, we just came from Florida, Mark. Down there, Hannaford's is called something different. But it's still Hannaford's. It's called Sweet Bay. It's the same chain with the same private label, the same sort of layout, the same look. And so you're actually supporting a much bigger nationwide chain by shopping at Hannaford's than you are Price Chopper, which is a northeastern chain.
Well, I like to shop at the farmers markets and stuff in the summertime. There's no fresh vegetables or fruits to be bought in January and or February in New Hampshire. So
anyway, I'm all for shopping at local businesses as long as they're providing a product and a service at a reasonable rate, at a reasonable value. I have no problem shopping at places like that. It's just that there are certain times when you got to go to the big box stores, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think people should be.
You don't have to. You choose to because it saves you a buck or two, and you're saying that
it saves me time as well.
Is worth, you know, ultimately, pretty much selling your soul out because you know government's bad.
You sold your soul to the devil.
You can choose not to act in it in that way, but you do. You go for it.
There you go. Dale, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number, the packet8.net toll-free line.
I just don't think we're ever going to come to a consensus. I don't think it's an anti-libertarian stance to dislike Walmart. I just don't think we'll ever come to a consensus on this. I just don't... You know, finally you take a utilitarian standpoint. I have to live in the real world, so where am I going to buy a 24-pack of TP? And... You know, to me, Walmart's a very real part of the world, and to run by some standard where I'm only going to shop at mom-and-pop stores, and I'm only going to buy a regular one roll of toilet paper at, some inflated price,
yeah.
Because...
It's not just a buck or two. It's a buck or two on one product.
Sometimes it is.
If you go and buy more than one product, you're saving $10, $15, $20. If you're saving $20 a week by shopping in a big box store, then that's $20 times four. Or that's, $80, $100 a month you're saving. That's $1,000 a year in your pocket.
And, shopping at the local grocery store isn't really, not the local grocery store, the nationwide grocery store that happens to be in your market, just because it's been there for a long time, isn't the lesser of two evils. What you need to do is you need to go to the local convenience store that's run by a person there. In town,
right.
And you need to buy your toilet paper one roll at a time because it's more moral. I'm just saying that this line of reasoning spirals down into insanity.
Right.
And what he's choosing to do is stick his peg in that spiral of insanity a little farther down than you are. That's all.
Yeah. All right. Good show. Been in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online in between tonight's and tomorrow night's show. At our website at freetalklive.com, where the conversation continues on the bulletin board and more. I can bet there are going to be some Walmart posts tonight.
Oh, yeah.
This is your show, and we'll see you tomorrow night. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.